Hey, you're now loaded up for Think Rank with David Barry, the think tank for Thinking Rank. If it's on your mind, it's probably on his mic. So join Rank. We're all in this one together. Now here's your host, the reality of Rank, the bull god himself, David Barry.
You know what's missing in the sport of bull riding?
I could guess, but I'm going to let you answer it.
It's just the hat down, you know, where there's no helmet. You just pull your hat down and nod your head. You know what I'm saying?
Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days. You been doing all right?
Shoot, babe, there's worse things to be in life than me always.
As I get started here, I do want to give a shout out to my very good friend, brother from another mother, Jeremiah Riggs, fight name Big Riggs. He won his fight this weekend in Canada, bare knuckle fight. Why you'd want to do that? Why would you want to sign up for that? I can see a bare knuckle fight, you know, outside of a bar, but why would you want to sign up for it? And the other guy signs up for it, say, yeah, I'd kick your ass, you know? And Riggs says, no, you can't. And he flies from Mississippi to Canada and knocks the guy out in less than a minute. So
first round TKO, 49 seconds in.
49 seconds in. Damn near my sex life right there. I mean, that's quick. But Riggs is, he's a Barry Ranch family favorite. He's part of our family. Met him, how long's it been?
Oh, shoot, I don't know. I bet he knows.
I bet he knows to the fucking day. He can tell you. He has a pretty good memory.
I bet it's been at least 6 years, maybe longer.
Anyway, he was a fighter and wanted to be a bull rider. Come hung out with me, become a bull rider. And now he's put the bull riding thing on hold and back into the fight world. So, you know, he's a fan of a lot of the Monster Bull family.
Oh, he's got everybody's back. Yeah.
Well, and I think there's a bunch of us that got his back.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
That's somebody y'all, I wish everybody could meet. He's cut from a different cloth. You know, I don't know that I would say that. He prepares. He trains constantly.
He's at a different level of intensity.
Every day. He wakes up every day to win the day. Everybody should meet this guy. And I've said it before, and y'all have heard me say this, but there's times when I might be fighting a little bit of something, and I'll be thinking, how would Riggs do this? What would Riggs do? And he just, it fixes me right then, you know? Very powerful person to be around. I thank God all the time for the friends, the people that have come into my life. That's what has helped me with me, you know? And Riggs is one of them. He's a Lane Frost to me. He means that much to me, so. But anyway, shout out to his win. I know he's, I talked to him the other night after the fight a little bit, and after they fight, they gotta push the pause button and make sure the health, everything's good and all that stuff. And then I think he's already looking for the next one. You know, I mean, crazy shit. Just crazy. While he's bleeding from the punch and because they bare knuckle and this guy hits him, splits his eye, right? And then fucking Riggs just knocks his ass out. Say, mm-mm.
Yeah, another guy, it was pretty cool if you got to see the fight, because once he knew he wasn't getting back up, he just started grinning because he had that kind of respect for him. He knew, this is over, man. I just got it handed to me and
yeah,
nod his head. You
hell
know?
Yeah, nod his head. Riggs, he comes and hangs out with me several different times throughout the year. He's from Vicksburg, Mississippi, but I would love for y'all to meet the guy. He's a special person. And when I say he's a special person, he created that special person. He works his ass off to be who he is, period. And that's kind of where we're going to go tonight with my podcast tonight with Think Rank. So, yeah, he's a different cat. just a fucking different cat. I've been in the same truck with him for like 5 or 6 hours. I love him to death. I mean, he's the best. He's just the best. If I was rodeoing again, that's who I would want my traveling partner to be, is that guy right there. Period.
Whether he was in it or not.
No, hell no. He just drive me around, you know, yeah. I'll do the entering and you drive me. And that's who my guy would be right there. I would never lose. And if I did, I wish I hadn't have. So, I mean, he's awesome. Anyway, good stuff right there. All right. So I'm David Berry. You're listening to Think Rank. We are broadcasting this high on top of a hill out of the Monster Bull Mansion. Episode
95.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
95. Okay, so.
I know because I'm almost caught up editing all of them.
I want to talk about winning. That's Think Rank. I want to talk about winning. And Riggs has inspired me with this winning attitude that I have. I never was a bar fighter, you know, like a bear. I was more of a lover, you know. I mean, while the guys are out fighting, I'm kind of inside seeing.
Gathering up strays.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? And then when it come to bull riding, I don't do that no more. But I love winning. I love the winning feeling. And I have to do things throughout the day in my life to create those things. I have to have goals and I have to win. I have to win every day. And it ain't about greedy, I got to win. It's about that feeling, I got to win. I got to accomplish something. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys tonight about was kind of one of those things is what separates low-end, average, and high performers. I do coach practice. I talk to boys. I work with people all the time. And as I'm working with them, I'm never working with them with a thought in my head that we're working to be low-end performers, medium performers. I always approach it that we're here to be high-end performers. That's everybody that asks for help or comes to around me. That's my attitude, is we're gonna be high-end performers. That's my thought process, because the whole time I grew up, and this little town of Locust Grove, Oklahoma, was I wanted to be a high-end performer. I didn't know what that really meant. I just knew that I wanted to be the best at whatever it was. And it wasn't a competition other than with me. And I had shit tons of competitions with me when I was a kid growing up, because I wasn't a part of the Locust Grove Cruise Club. Cruise the main street. We had, my mom and dad had a little farm, 50-acre farm, and I utilized it in an abundance. And then the neighbor's property too, in an abundance, pretending to be and creating me. And when I say that, I was in competition with me, and then I had this make believe person. I remember, and I'll get to the topic here in a second, but I remember we had this basketball goal. Not a backboard, just the goal. Mm-hmm. And we had nailed it to a tree. And it wasn't regulation. It was as far as you could reach up, and then you nailed it. So I'm sure it wasn't
a target, yeah.
Regulation height. But I used to sit out there, and you couldn't bounce the ball because you'd hit a rock and it'd shoot off. You know what I'm saying? So that you couldn't bounce the ball. You can only shoot the ball. But it was something that I used to sit out there at night under this light, the pole light, and play a game of basketball with me and this other person that was make-believe. But he was real in my mind. And I'm the one shooting the ball, but I'm shooting it for him. But when it's his turn to shoot, it's him shooting. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
You're playing both sides. Yeah.
I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. And what's even crazier, he beat me a time or two. You know? How does that happen? You know?
He's sneaky.
So, but I used to just, I love to compete. I used to have this bat a wooden bat before the aluminum bats. And because we were had an abundance of rocks, I would sit there and pitch a rock up and hit it with my bat. And it was a competition to me how many rocks I could hit, you know. I wanted to win. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really worried about getting better because I didn't know how to get better. But I knew the more I swung at that rock, if I missed, I learned some from that. Slow down. Slow your bat speed down, you know, or don't pitch the rock so fast. Or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was all about me. It was the way I pitched the rock up or the way I swung the bat. But I was always in competition with myself. I want to talk tonight about greatness, what it takes to become great, not good, great. And greatness is not a gift. You're not born with it. You're not gifted with it. You're not born with it. You develop greatness. You know what I'm saying, Holly?
I agree. I think God gives us all talents, but that doesn't mean you have greatness.
That's exactly right. So if, because I hear people, not a whole lot, but there is times I'll hear people say, well, he's just gifted. He's just that good. I understand what makes them think that, but they're taking away him. What, you know what I'm saying? If somebody, which I'm sure this would never happen, but if somebody looked and said, David, you're just gifted, it would kind of make me mad. It would offend me in a way. Because of all the years I've been working on developing my greatness, my talent, mm-hmm. my passion, not what I'm good at, my passion, you know what I'm saying? Developing that. So if you was just ever say, David, you're great. That would offend me because I wasn't naturally born that way at all. As a bull rider, as a coach, as a podcaster, as a whatever, an amazing husband, you know, I still don't understand why I'm not been up for an award for that one yet, but it can come.
We still have another anniversary coming up, I think.
How long's that been?
It'll be 14 this year.
14 this year? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm probably getting close to getting into running of greatness.
Yeah.
Greatness husbands and shit like that.
I think you have to be in it like at least 20 before you're eligible for the Hall of Fame or anything, but anyway.
Hey, it's their rules. They set them. I'm just going to win them. You know what I'm saying?
Rig says there's more.
There's more. So, as we work on this, to become great at something, you have to fall in love with something. And whatever it is you fall in love with, you can become great at that. Or you can just plain out, level out at that. Me, I never wanted to plain out. I never wanted to level out. I never thought I was better than anybody else. I was just trying to up my game. I was trying to be better than that other person next to me, and I was that other person too. I was just trying to beat him. And so maybe someday I'll give this other person a name and write a book about him, because he was huge in my life of developing at a young age, David Berry. But I've been reading this book, and if y'all haven't read this book, I highly and strongly suggest y'all read this book. It's called Talent is Overrated. I don't have the author's name in front of me. I've read this book. I listen to books. I can't tell you how many times. It makes that much sense to me. It hits a home run with me. It makes me not only a better competitor, person, coach, it inspires the fuck out of me. I used to be the one that thought, either you're gifted or you're not. I'm not that good. You know, that guy is, I'm not. I didn't realize I could develop my talent. Although I was developing my talent, I couldn't see it because I was so close to it. But what I could see was somebody else's, because it was far enough away from me, I'm at awe, you know? I never looked in the mirror and was at awe of myself, of the things I was doing. I didn't know how to recognize that. I couldn't see that because it was just close to me, and I was so driven. It was a part of my day. It was not only a part of my day. I used to have this rope, this big log rope, hung in my dad's hay barn from the ceiling, and I would come home from school and I would climb it. And I never knew how good I was at it because I never kept score of myself with it. I knew it would beat me sometimes, and I would have to beat it back. I would have to try harder. I would have to do more to accomplish my goal, because when I start climbing, I had this goal set that I'm going to go not only to the top, because going to the top was my first goal. Once you reach that, now what are you going to do? Well, you got to crawl back down and crawl back up. Now you got to do it twice, three times, four times, five times.
Or faster, whatever.
You know, yeah. Yes. And so I was playing games. I was playing games with my goals, my desires, my love to win within myself. Not public opinion win, just within myself. And that rope is another thing that made David Berry, a young David Berry, David Berry. Just those things I did over and over and got better at it and got better at it. I'd look at other people in awe of them. I never recognized myself like that because I was so tightly wrapped in myself of what I was doing. I never seen myself as special.
You couldn't step outside and be objective about it.
Mm-mm. I was too young. And I don't, you know, even now, I maybe still, you know, I don't see myself at of anything. I just, other than I'm still passionate. I'm still that young David Berry, you know, competing within myself with this person besides me, which is me. I'll have to give him a name. But the book I've been reading is an amazing book, and it's so powerfully true. We are in charge of our life, whether we want to be low performers, medium performers, or high performers, or great performers. And when we move from good performers to great performers, we're talking about less than 1%. I mean, from low performers, medium performers, good performers, great performers, when we go from good to great, I would venture to say we're talking about less than 0.5% that can go from good to great. And they're not born with it. They develop it. And it takes time to develop that. All my podcasts I talk about, it takes time. You got to be patient. I hate that fucking word. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. But what I didn't know when I was a young David, I didn't know what patience was. I just knew I was growing and growing up. As still a David, maybe not as young, I'm still growing and growing up. So the word patience doesn't fit into me growing. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Because when I say the word patience, it means it's almost like a stop sign to me, you know? But when I say growing to myself, that David, you're growing up, which I've been told that my whole life, David, you didn't grow up. but I love what I do. I enjoy what I do. So it's not like, okay, for me to win at this, it's going to take time and patience. That don't enter my mind because I love what I do. And I enjoy what I call the journey every step of the way. That makes a lot of sense to me to love my journey every step of the way. So I don't look at it as taking patience. Now, when I'm here and I look back, I realize all the steps I took, and somebody from the outside, like myself looking to somebody else's, it took patience. I didn't need patience because I loved what I was doing. I was into what I was doing. It was a part of my breath.
You were going to take as long as it took.
It was a part of my heartbeat. I didn't know there was a destination. I was just into the day, the journey of it right now. I didn't know that somebody was keeping score, a real person. I loved what I did so much, I become good at it because I did it over and over. It was my heartbeat is how much I did this, how much I prepared. It was a part of my breath. It was a part of my heartbeat. It was a part of my nutrition. It was a part of me. And so the word patience, train, you got to go do this, you got to do that, never crossed my mind. It was just what I was going to do.
I think when you look at it one way, patience and discipline are a mark of maturity, which is a good thing. But on the other hand, just keeping at it, you're just like this little kid that just says, man, let's just do this. You don't look at consequences. You just want to do it. That's all you want to do.
Right. And you're looking for the consequence. You're looking for defeat. You're looking for your weakness. I found that by doing the things I did as a young David prepared me for the next chapter, the next page. You know, the next page. I'd rather say that than the next chapter. And when I was doing the things I was doing, I needed failure. Because that was my only competition. Myself was no competition. I was just a badass. But I needed to fail so that I had competition. Does that make sense at all to any of y'all? I needed to fail for competition. For me to say, okay, now we got us again.
That kind of defined how much you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I failed and I quit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now we got us a game.
Yeah, like bring
now
it on.
That's right. Now we got us a game. And I did all that within myself, all by myself. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have trainers. I didn't have what I have now. But I had my love and my imagination. And I made it work. You wasn't going to stop me. I was a kid. And you wasn't going to stop me. And my imagination, you wasn't going to beat me. And so I had to fail for competition. And that's how I grew. That's how I become better, was beating myself.
You never quit trying and never quit practicing.
And that's when we talk about practice, we're talking about doing something over and over. But we're talking about a practice of, I didn't do the things I could do over and over good. I did the things that I had to fight for, that I had to win for. That was where the self-accomplishment, that's where the buck and roar come from me as a young boy, was doing the things that was not easy for me.
The challenges.
Mm-hmm.
The hard stuff.
Uh-huh. And it come from riding my little horse bareback. It come from climbing that rope. It come from just being David, playing that little basketball game with that goal thing nailed to a tree, playing that game and hitting that rock with my baseball bat. Those games I played as a young David, I didn't know that I was just getting better and better and better. And so when I joined a baseball team, I could hit their ball. When I joined bull riding, I could ride your bull. It was good shit. So greatness is, and I say that like I become greatness. I'm not greatness. I'm trying to be on that level of greatness, that frequency of greatness. And that's above me. I'm just good. I'm looking for greatness. And that's my challenge, you know, that I want on this frequency. I don't want on this one. Anybody can do what I do. I want to do shit that nobody else can do. Riggs is probably like, just hell yeah. That's where I want to be. I remember growing up as a young bull rider, wanting, just it, mentally just thinking to myself, I would love to be that guy that rode that bull that's never been rode and be remembered for that, you know? And I've had that opportunity, and I fucked it off. I didn't fuck it off. I failed. But I was so close. I wanted to be that person. But to be that person, to become that great, I lacked a little bit. And instead of working on my weakness to fix that little bit, I kind of settled for just being good. And that's the thing that sucks in our in the world, is when you start getting attention, when people start patting you on the back, when you start, people like know your name and things like that, that you used, nobody used to know who you was. That's a distraction. That is a distraction that will weaken you. And I didn't realize how to hold my old young David, my feet to the fire. I let the attention, I let things distract me to where I didn't put in the work that I needed to be putting into. So when I talk about this book, I hope every one of you's looked it up already and buy it. Tonight, buy the book. Buy the book tonight. Talent is overrated. We develop our talent. We're not born with it. We develop our talent. We're not born with it. You want to be great? You become great. You're not born great. Nobody is. Nobody is. Nobody is. And so how do we become great? How do we become that? Through practice. Over and over practice.
What do you think about people that practice a lot and maybe don't see results?
Because they're practicing the wrong thing. They're practicing the wrong way. Most, and I would say 90% of the bull riders, I'll say bull riders, don't know how to practice. 90% of the bull riders don't understand how to practice right, how to make themselves better. They think just, well, I'm going to the practice pen is going to help them. And they're so fucking wrong. So wrong. David, I need just some practice bulls. Okay. Is that going to help you? No. Unless you're practicing your weakness. Just getting on a bull, a practice bull at a practice arena or an advertised one doesn't mean it's a practice. And it damn sure don't mean it's helping you.
You got to be able to give yourself the right feedback or have the right people around you to give you the feedback to make it work. It's like Riggs says, you got to be, if you're around the wrong group, it's not going to happen. You got to surround yourself with the right people to give you the feedback that can make your practice better.
You got to have that. He's dead on. I thought about this earlier, but to be successful, you got to figure out what the fuck you love more than anything in life. More than anything. That's first. That's step one. Step two is immersing yourself around the people that feel the same way as you do. Step three is performing, producing, doing. Step one is figuring out what the fuck do you really want to be? What do you want to do? That's all, and it's like you think, well, that's simple. Oh, it's not. When you stop and think, you just got done finishing your day doing something. But is that really what you wanted to do today? Or did you just get paid for it? Or did you just whatever? What do you really want to fucking do? What do you really want to be? I mean, love, passionately love.
That you'd sacrifice other things you like for.
Well, you don't give a fuck about nothing else. Even you don't, you're not sacrificing jack shit. When I look back, people can say, well, Dave, you give up this, you give up that, you sacrifice. You didn't get to be a, I never crossed my fucking mind. I didn't know I was missing out on jack fucking cheese. In my opinion, they were missing out. They were missing out. I wasn't missing out on nothing.
Like Riggs says, who you surround yourself with is key, and it may just not be your friends. they have to know it might not be your friends. They have to understand that they may be the sacrifice and you getting better.
Your friends should be the one that's beating your ass. That's who your friends should be. Your friends shouldn't be somebody that you can kick his ass. You can outride him. You need friends that outride you.
Level up.
That's who you need around you. I understand reality of shit.
If you want to up your game, yeah.
Again, when I joined the PRCA, when I filled my permit, what rig did I get in? It was nothing but gold fucking buckles. Nothing but gold fucking buckles. That's who I wanted to be. And that's who I wanted to beat. And in order for any of that to happen, I had to outride them. And not that they were my enemies, but I'm going to keep them little fuckers close to me. I'm going to learn something from them. And their energy, their passion, their frequencies, fucking spot on. But with all that said, I mean, what is practice? As we develop, what is practice? And practice is basically something that we're constantly trying to do that is not naturally comfortable to us. That's practice. Practice is not going and getting on or doing something that we can do easily. Practice is doing things that's uncomfortable, developing to get better, becoming better, becoming more. That in itself could be a whole topic at a coach practice. Well, it does. I talk to the boys when y'all come to see me, especially the private coach practice stuff. I'll dial down into your soul and wake you up. But the number one is, what the fuck do you want? Do you really want to do this? And if you do, it's something that you shouldn't have to choose. I got to go practice tonight. I got to go work out tonight. I got to go do my dry drills tonight. That should have nothing to do. If you're having to force yourself, then you don't love what the fuck you're doing. You're just wanting to be a part. You're a part of the fucking costume party. Cowboy hats and cowboy chaps. You're just a part of the fucking costume party. You really want to fucking win? You got to get out of the costume party and just fall in love with what it is you want to be. Maybe bull riding was a passion at one time. Now it's not. You need to recognize that. And or vice versa. If you're like, man, I want to ride bulls. Don't really know why. Now we got us a game. Because you don't need to know why. You don't need to know the how, the why. You need to follow your passion.
You need to know the what.
The what. The what is the most important fucking question you got to ask yourself. No matter if you want to be a bull rider or a human person, whatever. And I had to ask myself that. Because my life's evolving every fucking day. I have to gut check myself. I have to ask serious shit to myself every fucking day. Or this person that I need to give a name to has to ask me. But I can't just exist, and I can't be, well, this is the way we've always done it. I can't be, well, I don't know anything else. That's not a fucking answer. You got the rest of your fucking life to live. You better fucking start asking yourself some hard questions. When you was a young boy or young girl, you didn't have to ask yourself questions. It was just there. But now, through life's distractions and through whatever marriages or fucking whatever jobs or injuries or what the fuck ever, now you got to talk to yourself in a different way. You got to ask yourself some serious fucking questions, and you got to stop and think. The answer, you don't want to hear the fucking answer because you already know the goddamn answer. Yeah, you good see catch. How I, you know?
Yeah, good catch.
You already know the answer. You're avoiding the fucking answer because in order for you to have what you truly love, you're going to have to give up this over here. And you don't want to give that up. So you're going to avoid what you truly fucking love, but you're going to go through the rest of your fucking life playing a fucking victim. It's bullshit. So that's why I say greatness is less than the 1%. Being good? Fuck. I don't see how you cannot be good. But being great takes effort. It takes some real fucking gut check fucking answers to yourself. So with all that said,
everything you do, you got to mean it and want it.
Mean it, my ass. You got to love it. You got to crave it. There's nothing else. It's better than fucking sex. It's everything. It's fucking everything. There's nothing else. Nothing. And if there is, you need to figure out what the fuck it is that you really want, because this ain't it. There is no obstacles with what you want, what you love, what you crave. There's no fucking obstacles. There's failures that build you better, but they're not obstacles to tell you you can't do this. They're obstacles to say, you know what? You need to learn how to jump higher if you want to jump. I do want to jump. But then learn how to jump higher. Don't quit. Do something about it. Don't be the fucking victim. And everybody wants to be a goddamn victim, because they're not willing to give up what they really, really fucking want in life, or what they really, really wanted in life. Where you're at, your fucking fault. Nobody else's. You're not born great. You become great. Well, you wanted to be great. What the fuck happened? Look yourself in the fucking mirror. You're the one that has to live with it. But you're also the one that can do something about it. But to become great takes fucking time. And you better love the fucking time you're putting in, because it's going to take time. And some of the experts says it takes 10 fucking years time at minimum. And that's why I encourage parents that their little kid wants to sheep ride and calf ride, let him. Because all that's going to do is gain him time on this fucking calendar of greatness to become better.
And he'll decide how much he does want it.
Let him decide that. You don't decide shit for him.
Or she.
Or her. When we practice great performers, they do a deal what it's called deliberate practice. Deliberate practice. It's huge. Holly, you know what that is? What deliberate practice is?
I guess in a roundabout way, it's like practicing on purpose or with a purpose.
Yeah. So when you go get on your barrel horses, do you just go out there and ride and lope? Oh, I'm practicing. Or you go around the barrels, well, we're practicing. Or what?
No, I got a plan every day.
You got a deliberate.
For every horse.
Practice.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's just talk about one.
Okay.
Okay. Because most people just have one person. Although I'm not sure about me. But we deliberate practice. We practice our weakness. We don't practice our strengths. Do you know that you can practice your weakness in your mind and become better? That's what Think Rank is. Because the perfect practice pen is at David Berry's. But if you can't come to David Berry's, what do I do? You can't let that be a fucking excuse. You can create that perfect practice bull, that perfect practice pen in your mind. Whole nother podcast, whole nother fucking story around me. Possibly, maybe needs another book. Another book. I ain't wrote one. Pacific practice produces Pacific results. Period. That's what great performers do. They specific practice, which gets them specific results. That's why they're great performers. Because the good performers don't specific fucking practice. They just show up.
And if you're not sure, that's not like Pacific, like the ocean, that's specific, but that's David Berry style. It's all good.
How do I say? I there was an S in there.
Carry on. Sorry.
Anyway. So
being specific about what you want, about how you practice, is everything.
And as she just said, it's not Pacific, it's specific. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, deliberate practice. You want to elevate your fucking game, girls and boys and boys and girls, men and women. You got to deliberate practice. You got to dial in, hone in. You got to do it. It's not going to, just because you're good doesn't mean you're going to get better. Because I promise you, you're good, you're probably not going to get better. Because you're not going to put in the fucking work that it takes. You're not going to do the deliberate practice that it takes to go from good to great. Because you're going to satisfy yourself with good.
You get in a comfort zone.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Kind of like you need to get comfortable being uncomfortable, huh?
You should crave that. It ain't a fucking, none of this shit should be mean nothing to you other than you just fuck eat it up. Damn right that's what I want. I want to be uncomfortable. If I'm not uncomfortable, I'm not growing. I can't. When I'm comfortable, I don't like it. I get nervous. I want to be uncomfortable and really fucking nervous. Because that's how I'm going to grow. That's how I'm going to get better through that experience. As long as I deliberate practice, when it's all said and done, and I look at my weakness, and I can go home, and for me, I have to practice in my mind, because there's not a practice pen for David Berry. I have to do it mentally. I have to become better. I have to become stronger. I have to shore up my fucking foundation that was cracking and weaving a while ago. This is not sustainable. And I don't want to be sustainable. I want to be the tallest fucking building in the fucking world. So I got to shore up my shit. To do that, I got to take my weakness and look at the ingredients and fix it. And I have to do that in my mind because they're not a fucking practice pen for what I do, for me.
And have the right people around you to make you want to keep trying harder.
I don't have nobody teaching me shit, but I do have people like you and Riggs and some of these other boys around me to make fucking sure that I'm not a pussy. Do you really want to do this, or are you just fucking talking? Are you just bullshitting me, man? Don't bullshit me. That's my friends. That's my circle. That's where I'm at. Deliberate fucking practice. Specific with an S, practice. Get specific with an S, results. Work on your weakness. Don't settle for good. You want to become great? You want to be a great performer at your job, at whatever it is you do. It ain't, you don't deserve nothing. You don't. Well, I've been here for 20 fucking years. I should have had that promotion. I'll show up and beat your ass and get the goddamn promotion, and you'll be pissed at me because I put in the fucking work for it. I did something for it. I didn't just settle for being good. I did one time in my life, and it smoked my ass. And the next time I looked up, I wasn't good anymore. Do something about it. And wanting it ain't it. You got a deliberate fucking practice at your what it is you want to be. Your weakness, not what you're good at, what you're weak at. You do not get better in a comfort zone. You do not grow in a comfort zone. Go join you a gym membership and get you a bar and put your weight on it. And that's how you grow. And then when you can beat that, put another weight on it. And then you'll grow some more. And then when you can beat that, put you another weight on it, and you're going to grow some more. That's how life works. You're training your muscles to grow. You train your brain to grow the same fucking way. You become believing in yourself. There's no weakness. There's no such thing as failure. There's no such thing as quitting. There's no such thing as over. There's no such thing as I can't do this. Well, he was born good. No, he wasn't. No, she wasn't. I wasn't. I'm living fucking proof. I promise you.
It's kind of like if you want to be comfortable, go on vacation. But the guys that are getting better aren't on vacation.
Vacation is what you do. Vacation's not a getaway. Vacation is what the fuck you do. That's a vacation. Because you're getting away from everybody else's shit.
It's therapy.
It should be. It is for me. It is for me. I don't need this shit. Do I want to travel the world? Fuck yeah, I do. Why? To invest. To learn more and figure out where I can invest. Where can I become better financially? But do I need to fucking go take a cruise? No. I take a cruise every fucking day. In my mind. I'm becoming better. I don't have time to fucking piss off my day. I don't have time to go take a 7-day fucking cruise. I don't have time. Because you know why? Because it takes time to become great. And if I push the pause fucking button, then maybe what I want doesn't mean that much to me. Oh, yeah, I'd like it. Oh, it'd be cool if I had that. It's not about the fucking result. It's about the journey. It's about putting yourself through that. That's the win. That's the fucking win when it's all said and done. It was about the journey. The destination, if you're not careful, could ruin you. Because you'll get a shit ton of pats on the back. And now all of a sudden you just, well, good's good enough. When you're great, you want greater. And when you become greater, you want greatest. It never ends. It should never fucking end. And we all have this in us. We're all created equally. All of us. Well, you was born in this family. Well, you was born in that. Who gives a fuck what family you was born in? You're an individual with a fucking mind of your own. If you can't think for yourself, then you're shit out of luck. But you are supposed to think for yourself. And for yourself, you can set your goals. What do you love? What is your passion? What do you fucking absorb? What gives you a hard on? What is it? And if you don't know, then you're just going to exist. I know. But just because I know, don't mean I'm going to become that. Don't mean it's going to get hard. I got to do something for it. I got to put in the fucking work every day, not every other day. There's 48 fucking hours in a day.
No, there's 24.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, that's my problem.
You're trying to squeeze too much in a day, baby.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Holy fuck. See, I knew there was something not right here. You know? I mean, I just knew, right? 24 hours. What are you doing in it? What are you doing in it, man?
It's a choice.
I don't even know I'd like that word. I don't know that I've ever could say, well, this is what I chose. This is what I fucking do. Because I love to do it.
I don't even know if you realize you choose it, though. I think it just...
Yeah, that's right. You, looking in the outside, would say, well, he chose that. Me, I don't know. I chose nothing.
It's just part of your fiber, who you are.
Feel it.
Yep.
I feel the win. I feel the win. And I ain't winning unless I'm getting better. And I ain't getting better unless I'm uncomfortable, unless I'm struggling. And if I ain't struggling, I ain't getting better. I'm not learning jack cheese. Going back to climbing that rope in that hay barn, when I didn't think I could put another, I couldn't turn loose this rope, and I found a way to do it through willpower, and I built strength. And before you know it, through time, not in that day, not in that night, not in that evening, but through time, I got to where I could put the other and just climb to the top. And then when I got to the top, now what? Do it again. What do you want? How bad do you want it? What are you willing to do about it? I want more. I want fucking more. I want fucking more. I want more. Check out that book, guys, girls. What's it called?
Talent is overrated.
Talent is overrated. It's a badass son of a bitch.
And it's not new and it's not changing. It's that good.
It's for real. It's for real. It's fucking for real. It'll help you. If you crave winning, get the book and read it. If you crave getting better, get the book and read it. If you want more, get the book, read it. Period. That's how that works.
We don't make a commission on it. It's just that good. It's worth having. It's not like we're making money by you buying it. So it's just help.
That's true. That's right. Anyway, greatness is a choice. Practice powerfully. Greatness is a choice. You want it. You got to practice powerfully. There's more, guys and girls. There's more. But you got to want the more. I can't help you unless you want more. Fuck. You can't help yourself unless you want more. There's a better way. There's more. Let's do it. I'm David Berry. You're listening to Think Rank. God bless you. Hat down. It's rodeo. Nod your head. Adios.